good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, September 29th, 2016, 1:15 coming up on 1:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as you know, here at WWGH Radio on this program, we have been tracking the political season, as it were, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. It has been amazing. Monday night, the most watched televised debate in the history of debates, with over 83 million people watching, beating out Carter Reagan in 1980, which had 80 million people watching. What a week it's been. And there's only one person who can sort this out, a man who's been in network news, I think, longer than anybody else. He currently has a very great life. He is an Ohioan. He is a gold standard for his work on 2020. The Today Show and The Tonight Show with Jack Parr, also credited with giving Barbara Walters the most famous woman in network news, and really the first woman in network news, her start. He is just a great person, been on this show many times, and nobody better to get a debate recap from than the legendary Hugh Downs. Hugh, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Ohio during the political season is always a hotbed, as you know.
Yeah, isn't that true? As my home state, I probably have a biased view of it, but that's all right.
You know, it's interesting, you, this time, 42 days out from the election, we seem to still be leaning Trump up here in Ohio.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's partially media. It's partially that, and it's partially the idea that Trump is so really unusual that he attracts attention, and then he gets credit for being on the air more, and he gets billions of dollars worth of airtime just because of his kind of outrageous statements I don't know whether they're beliefs or not. But he does that. And I've always felt that he would rather have a television show of his own, probably, than be president. That sounds like it couldn't be, but I think it could.
Here is the interesting thing, and this is something only you can do, because as far as network news goes, I was trying to think the other day, and if I'm wrong, correct me. Is there anybody still living today who started in network news, who's still around, who was there before you? I can't think of anybody.
I don't think there is, really. And, you know, I retired officially in... my retirement was actually in October of 1999. So I didn't want to do anything from then on. But since then, I have been bound to do some things, not commercial things, nothing that I'm paid for, but public service announcements and things that I've been grandfathered on for quite a long time, two of them, UNICEF and Hospice of the Valley here in Arizona, are really worthy of my doing stuff for them, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
Here is the interesting thing. I don't think I have ever talked to anybody about a presidential election who interviewed President Eisenhower and President Truman, or had a conversation with President Truman, as well as interviewed Barry Goldwater. So what do you make of it, Hugh? What's going on?
I don't know. I remember some time after Truman was no longer president, he was out walking one time, and this is a true story. A reporter came to him and wanted to get something and said, it was his 80th birthday. That's right, his 80th birthday. And the reporter said, "You're 80 years old, Mr. President. How old do you feel?" And he said, "80." And then the president, the reporter said, "Well, I noticed you're carrying a cane. What's the reason for that?" He said, "That's to hit on the head any reporters that get clear off the rails." And he actually said that to this guy. It kind of scared him.
You know, it's interesting, because lines like that back then would not have gotten out. Because of lines that Donald Trump is saying today, Monday night, CNN said 62% of people who watched it thought Hillary Clinton won the debate. 27% said Donald Trump won the debate. In a room of 20 undecided voters in Florida, 18 said Hillary won, 20 or 2 said Donald Trump won. What was your recap of that debate Monday, you?
It's kind of hard because it's a very complicated thing. You've got to remember that he can, in doubtful states, he can get in areas that are not really where the people are well educated, like in the big cities and so forth. And the result is that there's a lot of attention to uneducated people's feelings, and that gives a kind of an off-center impression about who's got how much power in various areas. And I think actually Hillary is much more powerful than Trump is.
Do you think that he can still pull this off, though? Because it seems to be a frightening fact to many people that he could be president-elect in about 43 days.
That's right. Yeah. He could. And that's a scary thing, because I shudder sometimes when I think of it. Imagine him in the Oval Office with a pen and a telephone and access to all the codes of atomic weaponry. That does matter, because he's not really a person who should have that kind of power, and he would have that if he wound up as a president.
You know,
and that scares me.
Well, you know something, here's the interesting thing, because we do open phone lines here as Ohio is a battleground state, and the feeling from the listening audience, I've heard it over and over, is that he wouldn't actually have access to those. He would have to go through Congress. He wouldn't be able to just push a button.
Sure.
You're
absolutely right. He would have to go through Congress. It would take an insanity that Congress doesn't have. Congress may have a lot of faults, but it is not insane. And I don't think it's going to do any real harm. This is one of the problems with Obama. You know, when he became president, he wanted to do it by the book. He was head of the executive branch of the three branches of government. And he wanted to make sure that what he did was through a Congress and properly done. But what was bad was that Congress would not support anything that he backed. In fact, they showed themselves on their true colors by the fact that he had changed his mind on something that they were, you know, that he was against what they were doing, and he decided to do what they wanted, and they immediately reversed themselves because they couldn't stand the idea of doing anything that was back what he wanted. And so that was a really miserable situation at first. Now, he had a good presidency, but now there's some danger that his State of the Union is now, that was brilliantly done by him, but he may not leave the legacy he would like to leave as the kind of president that history will record him as being.
Now, here is another thing I'm getting from the callers. Here in Ohio, they are saying, we don't necessarily like Trump. We're not necessarily going to vote for Trump. We might leave it blank. We might vote for Gary Johnson. We might just scribble a name in. But we're certainly not voting for that woman, because that woman, Hillary Clinton, is untrustworthy. She's been burying the bodies for 30 years. She would be terrible in office. What's your read on Hillary, you?
Well, I think one of the things that she said, which I thought made a lot of sense, somebody said one of her problems was she wouldn't have the stamina to do what it took to be that. And she went into a thing, I wish I had the whole wording. She said, when you have been to 112 countries as an ambassador pro tem, when you have been secretary of state and been the first lady and all of that stuff that you, and she just went down the line of countless things that she has done over the years. She said, then I'll talk to you about stamina. And I thought that was a pretty good answer. She's got more stamina, and she doesn't get angry, or she doesn't get confused. She's always smiling, and she can give an answer to anything you ask, even if she has to say that she doesn't know an answer to a particular thing. She's quite frank about that. And the other thing is, she never did anything illegal. But they try to make out that she did some awful thing in getting things that shouldn't be made public, that were secret. And she never did that. She'd be in the slammer now, long since, if she had ever done that kind of thing, and she never did.
Here's an interesting thing. You and I don't mean to point this out, but you were born 1 year after women got the right to vote. Did you ever think you'd live to see the day that a woman would be the candidate of one of the two major parties running for president?
Yeah, I did. I thought I would see the day, and it came a little sooner than I expected, and that's very good, because it shows that times change.
Is this
a little faster?
Is this the right woman?
Well, to start it, I certainly think so. Yeah, I don't know anybody else who would be more qualified to go in now as a woman. There are a lot of very good women, but none of them have the background that Hillary has.
Here's
and probably she should be the first.
Here's the answer I get all the time, you, when I say that. The answer is that I'm going to vote independent. I'm not voting Hillary in because I think she could do terrible things. She could sell us down the river. Donald Trump, I don't know what he'll do, but I like the unknown. What do you say to an answer like that?
It shows a lack of education. I really think so. If the uneducated people are not doing that, even those who my son, who was pretty much against Hillary, but when it looked like Trump was going to have a real crack at becoming the president, he said, when it comes time to vote, he said, I don't know exactly what might happen between now and then, but as things are now, he said, I will hold my nose and vote for Hillary. I thought that was kind of funny, because he was not in favor of her, but he knew that it was better than Trump, having Trump. And I would like to know, and I don't know the percentage of intelligent Republicans who will not, they'll jump the party before they would make a vote for Trump.
Well, it's interesting, because one person who we know is going to do that is George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I think that's terrific. But it shows he's still thinking, and that's wonderful, I think.
Well, the irony of that is he's voting for the woman who was married to the guy who stopped his second term.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
You would think...
He's a very interesting guy, I think.
Now, here's something interesting. You spent a lot of years in New York City, and Rudy Giuliani, who was known as Churchill with a cap after September 11th, went out yesterday and says, this is what he said, and I want to just repeat it word for word so I don't get it wrong. He said, the story is, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani labeled Hillary Clinton too stupid to be president. He said, Bill Clinton had a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky, the president of the United States. Her husband disgraced this country with what he did in the Oval Office and didn't just stand by him. She attacked Monica Lewinsky, Giuliani said. After being married to Bill Clinton for 20 years, if you don't know the moment Monica Lewinsky said Bill Clinton violated her, that she was telling the truth, then you're too stupid to be president.
Oh, Jesus. You know, the funny thing about him, I really admired his courage in taking on the mob when he was the mayor. And that took a lot of guts. And he did it, and it was admirable. But he has decayed since. He hasn't kept up with what really is going on. I don't mean I don't think it's any serious medical situation, that would do something bad to his thinking. But he just has drifted out of what he was, and he's become a kind of a off the rails onto the ties guy now, who just goes by what the times are and what media. He doesn't seem to sense what media has done. That's not admirable at all. And he isn't what he once was, when he undertook to tackle the mob.
Also, when it comes to, we learned Monday night of this Miss Universe contestant. She was Miss Universe, who Donald Trump, I guess, did not like her weight. He was asked the next day, he had a chance to get out of it. He was asked on Fox and Friends about it, and his response was she gained a massive amount of weight and it was a real problem.
The fact that he said there was a real problem shows that he's just completely off the rails. That there's no problem there except his stupidity. Because what did it gain even in goals that he might want to move toward? It gained nothing. And it just showed, I think it showed his honest bigotry. But beyond that, I don't think it did anything. He had no reason for doing that, but he did it.
Another interesting person who's weighed in after Monday's debate is one of your old compatriots, Dan Rather, in the news business. This is what he said. This is very telling. He said, to call Trump a con man, as many have, is a disservice to the art of the con. By its definition, a con requires deceit. But Trump has not tried to hide his lies or the sheer unrealistic audacity of his cartoonish policy positions. He has asked the American people to bet on him. The fact checkers will certainly weigh in. The pundits will have their say, but the voters have all the information they need. The judgment is in their, or more accurately, our hands. Dan Rather said that. What do you make of that?
Well, that's probably pretty true, really. One of the things about Trump is that his bigotry is not, he's not an evil guy saying, I'm going to camouflage these things I'm doing so people won't know, what I'm up to. He never did that. He is so honest about his bigotry. I watched this thing on the air, so I wasn't just told about it. I watched it on the air at a rally for Trump. And this is the last rally for Trump that they allowed audience questions directly. The audience now, if they've got a Trump rally, the audience can get questions that are vetted through and written on cards and everything, so this won't happen again. But at that time, this woman said, I'd like your feelings on what do you think about white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan and that kind of thing. And Trump actually said, I don't think I have the information to comment on that. I'll have to do some research. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing. Wasn't that an honest bit of bigotry? If he didn't have an opinion of white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan, that proves that he's a bigot, and there's no doubt about it. And I think that he's a very not finished human being right now.
Three questions I want to get in very fast here before we have to wrap this up, Hugh. The first one is, Trump made the allusion at the end of Monday night's debate that at the next... he didn't say something Monday night because Chelsea Clinton and Bill Clinton were there. He didn't want to get that nasty. But after the debate, he says he's going to go harder next time. And we all believe that this is Juanita Broderick and Bill Clinton's affairs. Is that smart for him to do that next time? And do you think he'll do it?
I think he may do it. And that again shows what would he gain? What would he gain? He wants to try to make them look bad. I don't think that can be done by his method of coming on harder against them, because it'll be just show that he's not a very likable human being, and that has moved a lot of people. Even if he gets, if he looks like he's moving really toward the presidency, a lot of them will jump the party. I'm certain, and I'd love to have a figure on that in percentages. There are experts, I guess, who have that, but he doesn't accomplish anything with that kind of action that would further even his goals.
You have spent so many years in the media. Like I say, I can't think of anybody who was in network news before you who's still around. So this is an important question. They have said that in this election, Trump has got a lot of coverage by the media, but journalists have not followed up and have not asked him questions. Rate the media in this election on their following of Donald Trump.
I can't really speak about the media totally without a little more. There are experts who are scouting this, I know, but I can't give you firm things on that. But as far as individuals go, there are individuals who are rather incompetent, and there are a few really, really good ones. I think who's the ABC guy that? It's Channel 5 out here, and that really understand the media and understand what public attitudes are and can get across some ideas that might help educate these people, many of whom need education.
40-something days to go. Where are you going in this election? We know where your son's going to vote. Where do you feel you will end up that day in the voting
booth? Oh, yeah. I don't think I have much doubt about it. I would certainly, in the presidential aspect of things, I would vote for Hillary.
And why is that?
Because I can't think that any of the people in it now are better. You know, George H.W. Bush would not be running, obviously, so he might be somebody to consider if he were, but I think there's just no doubt that the best person in the Oval Office after this is all over would be Hillary.
And if Trump gets in, what do you foresee?
If Trump gets in, I can just hope that we'll survive it, and we've had bad presidents before, but not in an age that has this much power available on a single person. Actually, you know, if there was a decision to launch an atomic weapon, cannot be done by a president or even a Congress. It would require a set of people in a row that would have to go insane all together at the same time in order to have that happen. And that's not going to happen. There's a lot of safety. In almost every nation, they've got that safety. Because if many nations, if they launch that kind of thing, it could trigger a full launch. And they say that would render the planet uninhabitable by mammals. Cockroaches might survive because they are sort of immune to a lot of radiation. And that would be the end of the world as far as humans are. But it's very, very unlikely that that row of people would all go insane in the same way at the same time.
You know,
I think there's a lot of safety on that.
You know, it's very interesting. A lot of people have questioned Donald Trump's mental health. Do you believe there's an issue there?
I don't know that. No, I don't. I don't think there is. So he shows a lot of uselessness, a lot of inability even to use the kind of energy it takes to move toward his goals, which aren't good. And that just shows, I think, that he's a limited man. But I don't think there's a mental disease at work there.
You Downs, the absolute best, from the Today Show to the Tonight Show to 2020 to every time he's come on this program and to many more times on this program. You hope you can come back soon. A lot more to talk about, but thank you for coming on today. As always, the gold standard, in my opinion, of Ohio journalists. Thank you,
It was great talking to you, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You Downs, the one and only, Sean, one Ohio boy.
Yeah, that was great. That was a good interview.
Now, what's your read on Hugh Downs?
Well, we know he's voting for Hillary Clinton.
And did you like his answers?
I did. He said he nailed it right on the head. You know, she's more qualified than Donald Trump at this point to become the president of the United States.
Now, by the way, folks, we got 20 minutes now. Phone lines are yours. Now, yesterday we did this and nobody called in the first hour. We didn't take any phone calls this day, and we got five calls. So this is your chance. 740-383-9944. It's 740-383-9944. Get your call in now. We have 20 minutes to speak on what you want to speak on in regard to the election that's going on now. 740-383-9944. Also, remember, if you do call in and the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But this is your shot, 740-383-9944, with 20 minutes left to go. Should Rudy Giuliani be saying that about Hillary Clinton, considering that he divorced his wife while he was in office?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, he's lost his mind. It's like you said. I mean, I don't know what's going on with him.
He was Churchill. He was a Churchill in a Yankees cap after 9/11. Yeah. Where is he going?
I have no idea, but he's off the deep end as far as I'm concerned.
Why is Donald Trump still talking about this Miss Universe?
Because he likes doing that because he's Donald Trump.
Can he just not help himself?
No, Donald's going to be Donald, and he likes to take digs at just about everybody. And, I want to put it past it that he's still going to take another dig at Rosie O'Donnell coming up.
Well, I just don't know it. Down to about 42 days till the election, and I can't figure the guy out. Is Hillary really this horrible?
You know, she has her baggage herself, but you know what? Again, she's more qualified in my eyes, and obviously other people's eyes, to become the president. And I think she would do a lot better job than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is just, I don't know, he's just, I wouldn't want him behind the desk, that's all I know.
You know, it's very interesting. Here we go again, opening up the phone lines. Now, while we were gone the first hour, we had five phone calls. Now we open up the phone lines again for 20 minutes. No phone calls. Yesterday, I think we got one or two. This is your shot, folks. 740-383-9944. If you want to voice your opinion on what you down said, if you want to voice your opinion on anything that was said in the first hour, if you want to voice your opinion on anything right now, 740-383-9944. Still with 17 minutes left to go in the broadcast. This is your shot. What is Hillary Clinton's baggage?
Well, you know, certainly, I mean, you know, she's done things that she regrets. She apologizes. You know, one of the things was the email thing. She had her own server. So that's one thing. I'm sure she's done other things that in her life. She's not perfect, just like everybody else. But that's one of the biggest things people are talking about. Is the email and of course the Benghazi thing. But as far as everything else goes, I think she's fit for the job.
I asked this yesterday. Why are you voting for Donald Trump? I just want to know. Now, I don't want you to tell me because it's not Hillary Clinton. I want you to tell me why you're voting for Donald Trump. That's all I want to know. I think an accurate answer might turn things around.
The voting for Donald Trump, my opinion, is because he's unknown. They want somebody in there that doesn't know anything about politics. Maybe they could start over. But to me, in my eyes, that's a little scary, especially the way our world is today. We need somebody that knows what's going on. You know, he could claim that he knows about ISIS all day long. You know, whatever. It's just totally insane to vote, put somebody like that in there right now. The way that, because our world's in the crisis as far as you know, people getting shoot up all the time and stuff like that.
Are guns still a big issue?
Yeah, it's part of the problem. We just got to get a gun control policy that don't allow the wrong people to get the guns in the hands.
Who, in your opinion, are the wrong people?
Well, you know, mostly people that are mental health, terrorists,
What do you think about what you Downs had to say about the undereducated and voting for Trump?
Well, in a way, he's correct on that, because, I mean, obviously, he's not, at this time, he's not prepared to be president because he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know anything about government, it sounds like.
But what is this answer about the unknown?
I don't know. I just use that because I have no idea what unknown means. I like to know. I like to know what audience is. I mean, I hear that all the time. He's unknown. To me, he's not unknown. He's just Donald to me. But
I mean, when he says something about women like that, when he says something about African Americans, when he says stuff about the media, when he says stuff about Hillary Clinton, don't we know who he is?
I think so. If you had a brain in your head, you would know who he is. And to me, he's just he's a show. He's just a show. He's one of those kind of people that just wants to kind of show off.
Do we need a show for president?
No.
What do we need for president?
We need somebody that knows about the laws. We need a well-educated person that knows about the government, which is Hillary. We need to know somebody. We need somebody in there that's been in the office before, which is Hillary. So she has she fits all levels. He has no levels at all. You know, he has a little bit of the business aspect, but that's not going to keep the world safe.
What about the people who say that's old crooked Hillary?
Oh, I know, of course, because, you know, they say that, you know, she buries the bodies and all this stuff. But I still don't know what that means, bury the bodies. What's that mean?
That she hid her tracks. When she was committing these crimes, she was hiding her tracks well.
Well, obviously Donald Trump's not very good at that, you know, taking his, charity money, paying his fines and stuff off.
Hey, this is your shot, folks. 740-383-9944. You still got 14 minutes. 740-383-9944. I know there was a lot to say in the first hour. The phone was ringing off the hook, so this is your shot. 740-383-9944. And, by the way, we don't screen the calls in that way. So if you have an opinion, you will get it up if it's contrary to anybody's. Do you think Hugh Downs might have scared some people off today?
You know, he said it pretty well. The interview was very outspoken and very interesting on his intake of I mean, even his own son. He said his own son is not a big Hillary fan, but he's going with her because he knows that Hillary fits the job.
Why do people think Donald, if you cast your vote for Donald Trump, you must think he's going to do a good job? What is the reasoning?
Well, I think people are saying, because he keeps saying that he's going to bring back jobs to America. You know, a lot of the jobs are going across the borders. He keeps saying that he's going to make America great and safe again. But we have no clue how he's going to do that. So, if anybody's that is up to date on things, I don't think anybody would be voting for him.
Now, here's a nice little thing. Juanita Broderick, who was one of the women who Bill Clinton, you know, had an affair with, this is what Juanita Broderick had to say to Chelsea Clinton, talking to Chelsea Clinton, the daughter.
Oh.
She said, "Your parents are not good people."
Really?
Yes. Isn't that nice?
And that's one of the women that he had an affair with?
Yeah, Juanita Broderick, the woman who famously accused former President Bill Clinton of raping her during his 1978 gubernatorial campaign in Arkansas, took to Twitter Wednesday to address Chelsea Clinton's downplaying of her father's misconduct. "Your parents are not good people." Now, you think it's okay to go after Chelsea Clinton?
No, I think that's not right, because Chelsea wasn't even born yet, I don't think. Maybe she was a child.
She was been a baby, yeah.
Yeah, baby. But yeah, that's not good to go after the children, because it has nothing to do with the children.
Wouldn't you defend your father no matter what did?
Of course she would. I mean, she did. As far as I know, when all that stuff went down, I think Chelsea did stand up for her father.
Well, is Hillary not supposed to defend her husband? That's what I don't understand. If I was watching a Frontline special last night on PBS, and they said that Bill Clinton told her that he did not have affairs with Monica Lewinsky. Now, he might have had affairs before. But if he tells you that, and you're married to him, what are you supposed to say? You're a liar? Go out on the gigantic scale and say you're a liar? How do you handle that? Did she have any choice?
No, not at that point. I mean, yes, she certainly, you know, I mean, she had the right to go up to the lady, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, why does he keep talking about this beauty queen's weight?
Because he likes models. You know that, Donald Trump.
Yeah, but he's running for president. Isn't there somebody around him who says, "Donald, you're not doing well with women. Stop talking about her weight."
You know, how many campaign managers has this guy went through?
But do women really like that? Do women out there really want their president to be a guy who called a woman an eating machine?
There's some women that you could say to you blue in the face. They're going to follow.
I know a lot of women who are sensitive about their weight.
There is.
You know what? If he becomes president, is that okay then? Can I just see a woman who's overweight and say you're an eating machine? Are they going to like that?
Donald gets away with Donald gets away with everything because he's...
He only gets away with it because people let him. If people rose up and said, whoa, wait a second, you can't do that, he wouldn't get away with it. People have been brought down before, but for some reason, they follow this guy. You know, I know a lot of people who have had affairs, and you know what? You don't talk about that in polite company. That's their life. Like it or not, that's their life. It's not our life, is it?
No, no, it's not.
Hey, caller, go ahead.
It's interesting that you guys are attacking Trump for, saying thing about women's weight. I remember a song that was played on your radio, She's Too Fat for Me, and you guys thought that was funny. Explain the difference to me.
I will. I didn't think that the Too Fat Polka was funny. What I thought it was it's
well,
not...
That was Charlie's reason for continuing.
Well, that's Charlie. You have to talk to Charlie. I'm giving you my answer. My answer is that the Too Fat Polka is not directed at a woman. It may be directed at women as a whole, but it's a funny lyric. It's like, you know, Johnny Paycheck, take this job and shove it. Well, should every employer who employed Johnny Paycheck think he's talking about them? He wasn't specifically talking about anybody. Donald Trump specifically says, Hillary Clinton, you're crooked. Rosie O'Donnell, you're a pig. Miss America, Alicia Machado, or Miss Universe, Alicia Machado, you were an eating machine. If I say... Trump voters have lower college education. That is factual in the polls, and I'm not pointing out anybody. But if I say, Sean, you're voting for Trump, you have a low education, that's more personal. So that is the difference. But that somebody, what amazes me, you know what, jump on us for playing the Too Fat Polka. Jump on us all day long and say that we are. That's good. But why does nobody ever jump on Trump? That's the problem. Why does nobody ever say, Trump, you are wrong? We had calls out the yin-yang when we played it. You heard them. We had complaints. Where's the Trump complaints?
I don't answer for Trump.
What? But you... You
know, I'm a little upset with you Downs considering me an idiot.
Well,
you don't have to have a year or a month or 10 years in college to know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, no, but I
that seemed to be his impression, and it seemed to be verified.
Well, why do you think that people in the polls, and again, we can always just say, oh, the polls don't matter, but why are the polls showing that college-educated men and women are going for Hillary? Why is that?
Because most of them have drank the Kool-Aid of the liberals in the college.
What does...
That's where Hillary turned from a Republican into a radical liberal.
Well, I can tell you...
At Wellesley.
Well, I can tell you, though, that no, I never was confronted with any politics at the college that I went to, Ohio State. And as a matter of fact, I know they had a young Republican.
You must have gone to different classes than my kids did.
Well, I'll tell you this. I can tell you this flat out. There was a young Republicans club that met every Wednesday, which tried to recruit me at one point. And I never even heard of a Democrat. There was never a Democratic club, nothing.
I wonder what classes you took then.
I took every class that you would take to be an educator. 5 years of classes, sociology, psychology, math, history, education. But what I don't understand, if college is not brainwashing...
I'm afraid you're wrong.
Oh, college is brainwashing.
Yes.
How does that happen?
How do you account for the people that go in as a... a conservative Republican and come out a radical?
Because if I try to explain that, I'll be the big liberal, and I can only tell you this: there is an answer for that, and I can only tell you that after graduation from college, after 5 years of college for me and a degree, two degrees, I have still voted Republican in presidential elections. As I keep saying, 50% of the time I voted Republican, 50% I voted Democrat, exactly that way in the presidential elections I voted for. So how did I ever get out of that brainwashing college and vote for a Republican?
You also vote for Democrats.
I did, but they didn't harden me against Republicans.
Maybe you don't see it with your eyes, but your show is very much liberal. You're going to deny it. You're going to say, you're not.
Well, let me just ask you this. Cite one call, and we have had a lot of calls this week. We had 5 calls last hour. Too bad it was a repeat show. But we have had every call. Cite me one call one time in the last 2 months where anybody ever called in downing Donald Trump. One time.
The fact that I've called him an idiot and all kinds of things.
But that's not. But that's not policy, and that's not personal. You know, to call somebody an idiot, well, what am I supposed to say? No, he's not an idiot. If you would say, hey, Donald Trump is a guy who fleeced the Attorney General of Florida. Donald Trump is a guy who took money out of his own charity to pay his law bills. Donald Trump, and matter of fact, when you did say Donald Trump was a racist, I did defend him every time you did it. But yet those calls don't come. The calls that come is Benghazi, Bill Clinton, crooked Hillary. Well, what do you want me to do? Just let everybody go on every day and I'll say, hello, caller, you're there, and beat up on Hillary for about 20 minutes. And then I'll say, okay, thank you very much, and we'll move on. I think we have a very Republican audience, which makes us look like a very liberal station.
Now, your listeners are probably a bit older, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. What good would it ever do me, this big liberal show, moderating this big liberal show, to ever have Phyllis Schlafly, Roger Stone, Phyllis Schlafly's successor? Why would I ever give them hours and hours and hours of airtime?
It might appeal to some of your listeners.
Well, then, if I really thought the listenership was favoring that, I would be favoring that. I am just calling it down. It's hard for people to believe, but just like you, Downs, said, now people will call him liberal, but you, Downs, interviewed Eisenhower and liked him. Interviewed H.W. Bush and liked him. Those are Republicans.
You can like people and not agree with them.
I don't disagree with anybody. I am here to give the counterpoint to the argument. And when you say Hillary, not you, but when callers say Hillary Clinton has Muslim ties, Hillary Clinton left somebody out there in Benghazi to die, Hillary Clinton is crooked on these emails, that is an opinion. Like it or not, it is an opinion. But when you say, just like Donald Trump's a racist, that's an opinion. But when you say that you're more comfortable with Donald Trump being president than Hillary, if you would have said, I'm more comfortable with Hillary than Donald, well, then we would have went the other way. I've yet to get that call from anybody. I know she leads in the polls, but I don't know. Maybe in Marion, we don't have that audience.
Well, I guess in 43 days, we'll find out.
I think we will, and I think people, Sean wants to know. You have a question and have had a question about the unknown, right? Ask that question.
Oh, I just don't understand what the unknown means.
I think that's self-explanatory. Unknown means you don't know.
Like, you don't know what he's going to do?
No.
Does that scare you at all?
I would say no one knows at this point, other than him, what Trump would do.
So, do you like that, as far as that goes, or do you think you would know, or want to know more what he's planning on doing?
We know what Hillary's going to do.
Why do you think Donald doesn't tell us what he's going to do if it's so good? Because that would only help him.
I think mostly because he doesn't. His advisors hadn't told him what he's going to say.
And what's Hillary going to do that's going to float the country?
Oh, I think her general policy, so I don't think we can afford her.
Now, see, right there is why we come off as a liberal station. When I asked you the same question about Trump, the answer was his advisors haven't told him. That's not a negative connotation, but when I asked it about Hillary, the country can't afford it. That's a negative connotation coming from somebody who is voting for Gary Johnson. That's why we come off liberal.
If you would have said the same thing about Trump...
Again, I'm voting for Johnson because he embraces the same things that I do as far as...
not knowing any foreign leaders last night on Hardball? Did you catch that on Hardball last night? Did you watch Hardball last night?
I didn't watch it.
Well, they asked him, Chris Matthews asked him, who's your favorite world leader? And he couldn't name any of them. Couldn't name one. And said he was having an Aleppo moment.
Okay.
Yeah. There's classy guy. Smart guy. Even I can name a world.
I suppose he's a dumbass now, too, huh?
No, I just could you name a world leader? If I said
I obviously am a dumbass.
I didn't say that.
I was.
I didn't say that. I said
Downs did.
Well, you Downs can have his opinion, but my question is, can you name a world leader?
Oh, some.
Why can't Gary Johnson?
I don't know.
But he's good.
He's a governor twice in New Mexico. And he did a good job there. I've never heard anything negative about his...
Well, you would think he'd know the president of Mexico. That's all he had to answer with last night. He couldn't do it.
Oh, is it the president of Mexico he's asking about?
He just said, name your favorite world leader.
Oh, maybe the president of Mexico wasn't his favorite leader.
He couldn't... He said, I can't think. I'm having an Aleppo moment.
I'd have a hard time picking out my favorite leader there, world leader.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay.
And again, we're holding it over about 2 minutes today, just in case somebody else has an opinion. So if you have an opinion, call in. 740-383-9944. Sean, do you believe, you've said who you're voting for. Do you believe that I am slanting this program liberal every day?
No, you're just, going across the board, you... Like you said, we haven't heard anything about Donald Trump at all. It's mostly what Hillary's done. We'd like to know what, somebody...
I'm asking, tell me why it's good to vote for Donald Trump. Tell me why. That's all I want to know. It's a very simple question. What do you like about him? That's it. 740-383-9944. And apparently you Downs angered some people.
Yeah.
He was bound to. Do you think you Downs called people dumb?
No, he just said basically not educated in politics, more or less. I don't think he was calling people directly dumb. It's just that Hillary has more qualifications than Donald Trump does, and everybody, if you had a brain in your head, you would know that.
We are going to let this call in. Hey, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Harold. I just want to, I think Hugh Downs called people dumb. Which I thought was pretty radical. I mean, not everybody voting one way is dumb, and not everybody voting the other way is dumb. You know, people have a right to choose.
Well, they
and
do, and
people have. But I just don't. I think when it comes down to calling people uneducated because they're voting one way or another, that's kind of over the top.
Well, Harold, you don't have to say here, but do you fall in the group of people that Donald Trump was, or Hugh Downs was calling undereducated?
It comes off as not a bright thing to say. I mean, people are going to vote the way they look at issues. I think I've talked to you, I have a cousin, and he doesn't like either candidate. He's kind of like Hugh Downs' son, holding his nose and voting. But he comes down to, Hillary has a lot of commercials on what she's done for children, and children are her life, and how she works for children. And yet, he has no problem killing babies. She's pro-abortion.
Harold, I like you, but we cannot say killing babies because that is a divisive issue in this country. And
it is, but if you don't abort, you got a baby. I mean,
you don't abort after the baby's born. You don't.
You could no, but you vote. If you abort 10 minutes before, it's the same. It's okay.
Nobody's aborting 10 minutes before.
They abort babies that have fingers and toes and all the facial features and some of it is pretty barbaric. It really is. And anyway, I believe everybody has their opinion on abortion, but I think once.
Right, but here now, just because we're running out, because I have a good amount of respect for you, Harold, but I just want this answer, because this is what I'm asking for days now. Tell me why people are voting for Trump, and don't say Hillary Clinton, or don't bring up any of her issues. Just tell me why he's good.
Well, I don't know why. I've told you, I don't like either one of them. But I think from what I've, my conversations, I think the people at least that I know is voting for him because career politicians have got us in a mess, and he's not a career politician. Now, whether that's a good reason, I don't know. It's not good enough for me, but that's what I hear from the people that I talk to.
Well, I thank you for sharing your opinion. Thank you, Harold.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And again, we're going to hold it over again because people have rough opinions about this, and we did replay an hour. So we held it over yesterday for 4 minutes. We'll hold it over today for four more minutes. 740-383-9944. Sean, your take on that call?
Well, you know, I didn't think he was making fun of everybody. And maybe I interpreted it wrong myself, but I think he was just saying... You know, I think he was kind of more saying that Hillary's more qualified than Donald, more educated. I'm not quite sure.
I think he was speaking to the unknown.
Yeah.
That nobody, we don't know what anybody's going to do.
Yeah, I mean,
did people think Truman was going to drop the bomb? Did people think that Kennedy was going to be assassinated? Did people think that Obama would get health care through?
Yeah.
Did people think that Bill Clinton was going to have an affair? Did people think that Richard Nixon was going to spy on the opposite party and get thrown out of office? I don't think anybody knows what anybody's going to do.
No, not anymore.
So I don't know why Donald Trump is the unknown. Now, but here's the question, though. Do people like Eisenhower? Do people like Kennedy? Do people like Roosevelt? Do people like Reagan? Because if you like Reagan, then why are you against career politicians? Because Reagan was governor of California. Reagan ran for president 3 different times. Reagan campaigned for Barry Goldwater. So if you don't like career politicians and they got us in such a big mess, why do you like Ronald Reagan? Why do you like Dwight Eisenhower? Why do you like any of these people? Eisenhower was not in office, but he was a general in war. He was involved in government.
Good question. I don't know, you know? Like I said, and everybody else is saying, I just can't picture myself allowing Donald Trump to have those codes in his hands.
Well, I tell you what, we had a fun hour today, and it's always good to have the feedback, and we always appreciate it. And even if you think we have a liberal slant, which I'm telling you, I have no dog in this race, and you won't know what I vote for, I guarantee you, right before the election. But we always want to hear from you, always want to know what's going on, and that's the way it goes. You'll never be censored to that degree. This is Scott Spears. Neither will the guests, just like you, Downs. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Make it a great day.
Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email Meadows Lawn Care 43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook